about you, a girl that leaves you speechless. It's wild on the town, but still loves Jesus. One that's worth the wait, even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy, and talking about babies makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire on Sunday on a mountain, then began shooting when firefighters showed up. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
At approximately 2 o'clock, firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
The third firefighter was shot and wounded. The gunman also found dead of a gunshot wound. Well, they finally broke for the night.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 9 a.m.
Members of the Senate expected to vote today on the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Democrats demanded that the bill be read aloud. It's nearly 1,000 pages and took nearly 16 hours to do so. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two Republican no votes on the bill, announcing he will not seek re-election in North Carolina. President Trump speaking out against him on social media. Trade talks with Canada resuming after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. tech firms. This is ABC News. A new monument has now been built to honor a suburban Chicago boy who was a victim of an anti-Muslim hate crime 2 years ago.
The silhouette unveiled in Plainfield, Illinois, in a park where 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi used to play. It depicts the boy making half a heart with his right hand. The monument completes the heart. Wadi was stabbed to death in 2023. Ahmed Rahab of the Chicago chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says the boy
knew little about what was going on in the world of politics and wars,
but was targeted
simply and only because he was Palestinian and Muslim.
The family's landlord later convicted of murder and committing a hate crime. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The nation's largest pride parade out in full force on Sunday. The New York City parade commemorating the Stonewall Uprising 56 years ago. There was gunfire, however, not far from the Stonewall Monument in the West Village after the parade. One victim in critical condition. It's unclear if the shooting was related to pride events. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Well, with the way the heat has rolled in on Wisconsin, the last thing you're probably thinking about is winter. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. But believe it or not, some farms are still living with the repercussions of winter. We'll find out what crop is victim next.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Wisconsin vineyards suffered some damage from winter kill in 2024 going into 2025. That's the word from David Korb, owner, vintner, and grape grower at Drumlin Ridge Winery in Wanakee.
This winter was tough. There's been a lot of winter kill. The limited snow didn't insulate the ground, so a lot of the frost went deeper than we've been used to lately. And so we've had winter kill with a lot of the various vines where they just die back down to the ground and we get roots putting up shoots again. But that sets us back several years on those vines. So, and it was in various varietals. We even had our Marquette where it was splitting. The cordons and the trunks have split open. So that kind of shows that maybe they started to flow sap and then we had another cold spell and they just burst open, just like water freezing or the sap freezing.
David Korb, he's the owner and operator of Drumlin Ridge Winery outside of Wanakee. He says normally Wisconsin grape varieties can withstand temperatures at 20 or 40 below, but he says because of the lack of snow cover in his small vineyard, they lost almost 8 vines on each variety. He says typically they lose about 3 to 4 vines on just a few.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
And dairy processors in Wisconsin, happy that lawmakers are supporting them through a $3.2 million investment in funding measures that strengthen the state's role as an agriculture exporter. Rebecca Sweeney, Senior Director of Programs and Policy for the Wisconsin Cheesemakers, says with the challenges of international marketplace volatility, supply chain disruptions, labor shortages, and biosecurity, they're grateful for the financial support of state lawmakers. Let's look at food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a three-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits and two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
98 Q Country.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make a little room and she climbs on up. Open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fool in me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my track you're sexy. We ride back and forth till we run out of light. Take it to the barn, put it up for the night. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. Tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
In traffic, going slow, nothing on the radio. I don't wanna be another chore to check off on your list. Things you gotta do, and places that you gotta go.
I was raised off Route Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I
lights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I learned, I've come to know there's life at both ends of that. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus.
Something in me, baby girl, but you saw right through all the pain and you came inside. check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through.
George Strait, 98Q Country, and I hope you are well on this Monday, the final day of June. Yeah, here we go into 4th of July and all that good stuff. So I hope your day is a good one, and we have just a little bit warmer weather on the way for us here. Yesterday was plenty warm, I guess, right? But we had a little bit. Couple of break days last week, and peeking ahead to Friday and Saturday, which is the 4th of July, kind of the time that we're doing all the fireworks and all that stuff. Right now they're talking about 83 on Friday and 78 on Saturday. Maybe some rain as we get into Saturday, but between now and Saturday, not much in the form of rain. Maybe a little bit today, a mix of clouds and sun this morning, scattered thunderstorms. Anytime we get those temperatures up into the, upper 70s and 80s, there's always a chance that the atmosphere might get a little stirred up from that warm stuff. But yesterday was plenty warm. It cooled off overnight, though. I hope you had your windows open overnight, because a little cool with a little bit of mist on the windshield if your car was parked outside. Maybe a little bit of fog. It's always interesting this time of the year. What was it? Saturday morning, I went up to Superior on Saturday. And I was driving at about between 7 and 8 o'clock. I was taking Highway 13, the petting zoo, all the way up to Ashland. And there was just pockets of just really heavy fog and mist. And then you come out of it, nothing. And then you come out, and then you go to Mellon in a little bit, and then you come up the other side, nothing. It's always interesting to see the early morning features of the weather and all that stuff. So I hope your 76-degree day today, I hope it'll be a good one for you. And we'll see 80, not much above 80, for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And we'll see how those humidities treat us. Overnight lows, good time of the year. I like a good 55 to 60 overnight low. I think that's nice, especially for us early risers who wake up to, what, January, February? We wake up to something, a number with a dash in front of it. Yeah, it gets to be a bit much. We have Brewers taking the day off, I believe, today, right? Two out of three they got on the Rockies over the weekend. So they're going to take a little day off today, and then they're going to travel to New York to take on the Metropolitans. We got a 6-10, three nights in a row. That makes it easy. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, actually. Friday's going to be in Miami, 6-10. So easy for you to schedule, 5:35 pregame. And a 6-10 first pitch for you. Starting tomorrow, you get the day off today. The Brewers playing well, doing well. Nice to have that ace. You know, most teams that make the playoffs and do well, you got that ace, right? They got it. This Miz kid. I mean, Brandon Woodruff's going to come back, and he's going to be all right. And they got some other guys that you know, they're doing okay. But, man, this Mizorowski kid, if it sticks, he's something special. We've got the Brewers sitting at two games back in the division right now, and they're 10 games above 500. And the Cubs have slipped a little bit as of late, 4-6 in their last 10. The Brewers have gained four games in the last 10. They're 8-2. Cubs are 4-6 in their last 10. Going to be some fun series coming up between the Cubs and the Brewers with a lot on the line. Let's get you updated on what's going on at 6:29. We get you news and sports twice an hour, so let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Idaho say a man armed with a rifle started a wildfire on Sunday on a mountain, then began shooting when firefighters showed up. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
At approximately 2 o'clock, firefighters broadcast that they were being shot at on Canfield Mountain.
The third firefighter was shot and wounded. The gunman also found dead of a gunshot wound. Well, they finally broke for the night.
Under the previous order, the Senate stands adjourned until 9 a.m.
Members of the Senate expected to vote today on the big budget bill President Trump once passed. Democrats demanded that the bill be read aloud. It's nearly 1,000 pages and took nearly 16 hours to do so. Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two Republican no votes on the bill, announcing he will not seek re-election in North Carolina. President Trump speaking out against him on social media. Trade talks with Canada resuming after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. tech firms. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In this active time of road construction, we have some reminders for you. Starting with, please remember to pay attention when within the work zone. Remember, it is prohibited and even outright illegal in certain jurisdictions to be on your cell phone when within a work zone. And please remember to slow down as well. Remember, even though you dislike the workers blocking traffic, they don't want to block the traffic any more than you want them there. And they would like to make it home at the end of the day. So we'd like to repeat, please pay attention when within work zones, remember to add extra time to your commute, and as always, go ahead and grab that second cup of coffee for the journey, because we know that road construction can be absolutely thrilling.
new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had 3 hits through the 9th inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit, where I have 4 hits. And 2 homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway down in Fifield. How we doing there, Pete?
Rock and roll.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country.com. That's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98qcountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a scattered thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 80 today. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down to the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
98Q Country.
You're gonna talk the talk, you better walk it. You want-
the real thing. Check this out.
Check this out.
Hey, it's Corey Kent.
I didn't know that it would take it this hard, but damn, it's hard.
Hey, everybody, I'm Jason Aldean.
Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't want to think.
This
is really good.
98Q Country.
They called them crazy when they started out. Said 17's too young to know what love's about. They've been together 58 years now. That's crazy. He brought home $67 a week. House on Maple Street, where she blessed him with 6 more mouths to feed. Now that's crazy. Just ask him how he did it. He'll say, pull up a seat. It'll only take a minute to tell you everything. Be a best friend, tell the truth, and over you. Them home computers, boy, they'll never take off. Well, he sold his one-man shop to Microsoft, and they paid like crazy. Just ask him how he made it. He'll tell you faith and sweat and the heart of a faithful woman who never let him forget. Be a best friend and tell the truth.
Crazy. 98Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night.
we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
Baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going no. every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere, she runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby, yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy.
All right, Jason Aldean at 98Q Country. On the final day of June here, I hope your day has some good things going for it. I have some bad news to share. I have some bad news and some good news. My wife always says, what do you want first? It's like, I don't know. I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news is it doesn't look like there's going to be a morning show radish / carrot party. My garden that I kind of tested an area of my yard. I dug up some stuff that was kind of grass before, and I'll admit, I probably didn't prep the dirt as much as I should have. I didn't go as deep as I should have and really loosened it up. And when you're growing stuff that does their thing below the ground, the soil is very extremely important. So I was kind of late. The radishes came up and they were like 6, 8, 10 inches high. The top part was, but the bottom, nada. So we might replant. I'm not giving up hope yet. We might replant and try for another batch of radishes. Carrots probably not going to happen. So if you're scheduling your summer around Joel Karnick and the morning show radish and carrot party, you can just cross that off for now. All right, we'll do that later, hopefully. The good news coming up on the Gray Area this morning. We're going to do something that everyone that I've mentioned this to them, they had said don't do it, but we're going to open up a box of Cheez-Its this morning that I purchased at a estate sale a couple of weeks ago. It is a Cheez-It racing box with Buckshot Jones. He was a NASCAR racer, I guess, on the front of it. It's 25 years old. We're going to open it up. And I've often wondered just what it'll look like and what it would maybe even taste like after 25 years. Everybody has told me, don't do it, Joel. Just don't do it. But we're going to do it. And we'll do that on Reality Radio this morning. Don't you do it. We'll sample it for you. I'm expecting the Cheez-Its, when I open this box, are going to be looking absolutely perfect condition. The taste, I'm not expecting that to be absolutely perfect. And we're going to stream it on our YouTube channel. You can go to the 98Q Country YouTube channel. Starting at 8 o'clock, we're going to stream live the studio and have a little fun with that on the Gray Area this morning after 8 o'clock. Let's get some words of wisdom. Focus on the family here for this Monday morning.
It's hard to be a parent and watch your child make bad choices. And that's probably why a lot of parents try so hard to protect their children from making mistakes in the first place. They watch over their kids' every move and guard against every bump and scraped knee. And the hope is to raise a child who enters adulthood without a scratch on them. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Of course, none of us wants our kids to struggle, but we can't protect them from everything. Life isn't always easy, and if we want our kids to be able to live a successful adult life, they need to be able to handle the challenges that go with it. And that all starts in childhood. Think of your role like a medic on the battlefield. It's not a very glamorous picture, but it's a helpful one. You see, the medic isn't there to protect the soldiers from the possibility of injury. Their job is to provide soldiers with the help they need if they do get wounded. Parenting is a lot like that. It's rarely convenient, and sometimes it can be downright painful and ugly, but it's what parenting really looks like in the trenches of life. Your child may go through friendship problems, a broken heart, or suffer the consequences of their own bad choices, but their wounds will be real, and they'll need you to come alongside them. And that's a big part of parenting, to give them a safe place to fail while they're under your care and can learn how to handle the challenges of life. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you tried online gaming. Who knew 12-year-old boys could be so mean?
And where did they learn to swear like that? 2 hours of losing to these underage trash talkers, and you're starting to question if maybe you really should stick to pickleball and other boomer stuff.
So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
98Q Country.
Well, it's been some time. You still look like an angel. You're doing fine. Got promoted back in April. And you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Well, I've never been better. Things are going my way. I sleep like a baby. Show up late for work. I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Met somebody too. She's a model out in LA, and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, show up late for work. you know I never lie. Things are going my way, hey. I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina is Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News. Federal investigators are looking into whether NBA star Malik Beasley gambled on NBA games. A sportsbook apparently raised concerns after seeing unusually heavy betting activities on his performances starting in January of 2024 when Beasley was with the Milwaukee Bucks. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
During a game on January 31st, a surge of bets were placed on Beasley making fewer than 2.5 rebounds. He finished with six, meaning those bets lost. But the activity was unusual enough to alert the sportsbook and federal authorities. The NBA says it's cooperating with the investigation. Beasley's attorney saying there have been no charges against Malik. It's just an investigation.